This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. soldier believed to be in North Korea in custody after illegally crossing the border dividing the two Koreas at the Joint Security Area, or JSA, on Tuesday. More from VOA Steve Miller.
A U.S. official tells VOA the U.S. soldier was on a JSA orientation tour and willfully and without authorization crossed the military demarcation line into North Korea. The U.S. believes he's currently in North Korean custody and authorities are working with their counterparts to resolve the incident. The soldier had been in a detention facility for about a month and a half for disciplinary measures, according to the U.S. official, adding that he was taken to the airport to return to the United States, but never got on the plane. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The top U.S. military officer, Mark Milley, says Ukrainian forces have a significant amount of combat power that has yet to be committed to the war. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says that he has had a long time, or Russia has had a long time, to prepare lethal defenses against Ukraine's counteroffensive.
What the Ukrainians have, though, is a significant amount of combat power not yet committed. And I will not say what's going to happen in the future, because that's going to be a Ukrainian decision as to where and when they commit their reserve, etc. Right now, they are preserving their combat power, and they are slowly and deliberately and steadily working their way through all these minefields. And it's a tough fight. It's a very difficult fight.
Meanwhile, Ukraine said its forces shot down Russian drones and cruise missiles targeting the Black Sea port of Odessa and what Moscow called retribution for an attack that damaged a crucial bridge to the Crimean Peninsula. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A meeting in India of finance chiefs and bank governors of the group of 20 leading economies has ended without consensus because of a difference over the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de la Desmond reports.
Following 2 days of talks between financial leaders and policymakers, there was no final communique. Instead, India, as the host nation, was forced to issue the G20 chair's summary and an outcome document. Speaking to reporters after the meeting concluded, India's finance minister said the reason for the chair statement was because we still don't have a common language on the Russia-Ukraine war. According to this summary, China and Russia objected to paragraphs condemning the war, which was drawn from last year's G20 declaration. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Spaniards will interrupt their summer holidays to vote for a new parliament on July 23rd in an election where the rights of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people have taken center stage. Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
The latest opinion polls predict that the conservative People's Party will win the election, but it will likely need the support of the far-right Vox Party to secure a majority.
Viva España!
Vox strongly opposes LGBTQ plus rights. Both it and the People's Party have promised to take action against some pro-LGBTQ plus measures passed by the left. One is the so-called trans law that came into force in March, allowing transgender people aged 14 and over to change their legal gender without medical evaluations. Vox has vowed to repeal the trans law and has joined the PP in challenging it before the Constitutional Court, arguing it violates child protection rights and the right to bodily integrity.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday that he has been notified he is a target of the Justice Department investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. On his Truth social media platform, Trump said that he received the target letter on Sunday night. Such a letter often can precede an indictment. Trump got one ahead of being charged last month in a separate investigation into the mishandling of classified documents. Special Counsel Jack Smith is investigating attempts by Trump and his allies to block the transfer of power to Democrat Joe Biden in the days leading up to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. In Israel's figurehead president, Isaac Herzog, sought to use an Oval Office meeting on Tuesday to assure President Joe Biden that Israel remains committed to democracy. Comes amid deepening U.S. concerns over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's controversial plan to overhaul the country's judicial system.